Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
It is time for the trending report. I guess the biggest trending news of the day is that we're going to be on Colorado and Company today, 10 o'clock, Channel 9. We pre-recorded a little segment with them a couple days ago. They're airing it today, and none of us remember what we said.
I blacked out,
we
dude.
We blacked out.
Isn't that funny with
it's
TV?
It's so weird.
That's how you do it. Like, when you're on, at least for me, when I do TV stuff, I forget everything that I say except the one wrong thing I do. That has been living in my memory since it happened.
I was laying in bed last night, and I was just thinking, I was like, I don't recall a single word I said. Yeah. I probably am going to sound like an idiot. I may have repeated myself a couple times. I have no idea what I said on the show.
Oh.
So we'll see how it goes.
I called Pink a number, so.
You did call Pink a number. I do recall that.
I did. And I'm actually very excited to watch that.
He wants me to be wrong on TV.
We'll see how that goes.
Forever, Katie. It's forever.
It's Channel 9 today, Colorado and Company. It's funny, a little behind the scenes here. We spend probably the first 30 minutes of the day when we get in here critiquing what all the newscasters on TV are wearing for the day.
You do. You really do.
Crucify you guys.
We were kind of harsh today. I feel kind of bad.
Well, we get to roll in sweatpants, hoodies.
If we want to dress down, we're fine. We're not on camera.
I got caught by you guys wearing sweats, and you guys made fun of me for a minute
there. We all
look
good today, but like the news people, we crucify you guys
for
a good 30 minutes.
I got my Canadian tuxedo on today. I'm rocking the denim.
Yeah, you are.
Denim.
Denim.
Today is Lost Sock Memorial Day, which honors all the socks that are no longer with us.
Oh,
what are you doing with all those single socks? Josh, don't answer that.
Oh.
A lot of people are using them as koozies, cat toys, sock puppets, ice pack covers. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's actually a good idea. Yeah, good use.
That's
you're really supposed to use them first. I just keep the single sock in the drawer, hoping I will find its mate at some point, and then I'll clean it out. But I didn't realize we could use them.
Yeah,
for things.
I keep
a
bag of old underpants and socks in the garage for, like, if I need to. You know, check my oil or, you know, wipe something down that's dirty and then I can throw it away. And it is funny because it's a little awkward because the bag is like on a bottom shelf in the garage. And from time to time, it just kind of falls over and, you know, all the old socks and underwear and things fall out.
Your whitey tighties.
Well, no, it was even more awkward because there's like some of the kids' old underwear in there. So there's these little boy underpants in there. And they were like laying on the garage floor the other day. And one of my neighbors was like, what's that all about?
Those are the kids we keep at the house.
He's like, how come you got those little boy underwear there? And I was like, dude, just don't be gross.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, so I can, you know, wax the car or something. You
with
know?
Your little boy's
it's
underwear.
It's not weird at all.
It's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird.
But if I need to check the oil, I'm just using those and throwing them away.
Little boy's underwear.
It's okay. We're going to move on. That was probably an overshare.
That was an overshare on my part.
Sorry about that.
But...
But I'm reusing things. I'm not wasting things.
You are so green and weird.
If I need to wipe off my dash that's dusty.
Just use a pair of whitey tighties. Like,
some
why
old
not?
Underpants.
Oh, you're like, I'm using my wife's old thongs to just do that.
No, I won't use those. They're not absorbent enough.
Oh,
there's not enough
God.
Fabric.
There's not enough
you know
surface
right.
area.
There's not enough
right.
surface area.
Yeah.
You need a hardy piece of cotton.
That's so funny. I need some Hanes, man.
Absorbent.
Yeah, where's her grandma panties? Then I'll wax my car with her grandma panties.
The ones we use as a flag. We need those.
Yeah, that's what I need. This is a weird transition. We got a new pope yesterday.
We did.
Yes.
Leo the 14th, the first American pope in the church's history, and there's been 267 popes out there.
Yes, I love that his name is Leo, that he took the name Leo. Leo runs in our family, and it made us all very, very happy that that's what they picked.
Is your family Catholic?
No. Okay. Well, this side of the family is actually. It's Zoe's dad's side of the family, and so they are Catholic, and they were just so excited that his name was Leo, he's from Chicago.
I didn't know this, that it's not just the pope, that when you get confirmed in the Catholic Church, you take a Catholic name.
I didn't know that.
So
either.
I was listening to Vic Lombardi yesterday on the sports side of
Nick
our
Havarti.
Station. Nick Havarti. Well, he's a devout Catholic. He's a Notre Dame grad, all that stuff. And he was also talking about how when you get confirmed in, you also choose your Catholic name. And I didn't know that.
He
chose Rocco, which was a Catholic name back in it's just a well-known Catholic name, I guess. And he chose Rocco simply because at the time that he got confirmed, Rocky III was out. And really, 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 like, blowing up at the time in the movie theaters. He's like, so yeah. I chose Rocco, and I was like, that's hilarious.
I'm looking up various Catholic names. I didn't know. I didn't know. I want to pick my own name.
I know. I was like, what would you choose? Because apparently there was 13 other Leos before this one. So.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny. I had no idea Rocco was a Catholic name.
I didn't know that either.
Rocco's Modern
Xavier.
Life. Xavier. That's what comes
Xavier's
to my
one.
Mind.
I like Xavier.
I like Xavier.
Maybe I'd be an Xavier.
I like that one.
Like Professor Xavier, right?
And women get to pick a name as well? Like this
oh, yeah.
isn't
it's
just a
anybody,
man?
Yeah. Okay. So it's, yeah, Rocco's considered a Catholic name from Saint Rocco.
Whoa, Saint Rocco.
Claire. You could be Claire. Hey, Claire.
Oh, I don't
yeah.
know.
Hey, Claire.
No, like, what would you?
I don't know. I don't know what
you gotta
the
look
choices
up. There's
are.
A bunch. Like Amy's one, if you want to go like super basic.
Okay.
Agnes.
Oliver. Abigail. Can we call you Oliver?
Cecilia? I kind of like that.
Cecilia.
Yeah,
I like Cecilia.
I do that one.
Oh, okay. Anastasia's
and I'll
very
be Xavier.
Oh, I love the name.
And pretty.
Anastasia is such a pretty name. I like the
it
way
is.
It looks.
It's almost too much to say though.
Well,
you
we could call
like
her Stacia.
We call
I
you
friend named
Anna,
Stacia,
Annie
Stacia.
For sure.
Or Annie, yeah.
Annie, Stacy,
Stacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's speaking cool. of the Pope, the memes immediately took off yesterday. Some jokes about the first Pope that's been to a Walmart. American Pope sounds like an HBO series.
It does.
Somebody shared a photo of a gigantic white Ford. I think it was like an F-350 called the new Pope Mobile.
Oh my gosh, dude, can they do that? Come on, like just Americanize the heck out of it.
The Chicago memes took off too since he's from Chicago. Like, God bless everyone in the world except Green Bay.
Oh, that's funny.
Putting ketchup on your hot dog is already a sin. It's pretty good. And there was a picture of him, I think, was it, what's one of those sites that does all the funny stuff, like the Bumblebee or whatever
oh,
it is?
The
Onion.
Babylon Bee. Well, the Onion Bee, and the Babylon Bee.
The Onion was the one I saw yesterday where he's up there, you know, talking to the crowd for the first time, and he's eating a gigantic Chicago hot dog costume. And, you know what? I was like... He's pretty good. Pretty good.
He's such a neat dude, though. Like he's from Chicago, Southside Chicago,
yeah.
But he's a Cubs fan, which you know, that's going to create some drama, Jer. You have no idea.
How about this? Like, yes, from Chicago, but he goes out there and greets everybody in perfect Greek
yeah.
or Italian.
Italian.
Or
Italian. And
perfect
Spanish.
Perfect Italian
right?
and Spanish.
Yeah.
He speaks six languages. So
yeah.
this dude is incredibly
Isn't
well educated.
Italian beautiful?
Oh, it
beautiful.
Really is.
Beautiful language. I kind of want to learn it. Italian.
Yeah.
I kind of want to learn it.
That should be your first word.
It flows so well.
Josh and I may or may not have been watching an Instagram account of this young woman who's a chef.
Oh.
Does she have an Italian accent?
She
yes.
is Italian.
Jeremy, yeah. she was speaking in that? I'm kidding. Beautiful woman.
I was looking at the food. Like, she, girl can cook.
Beautiful food.
Beautiful and food.
Her accent, though?
She's very attractive.
Yes.
But, yes, she's got this combination Italian-English accent. Like, American English. And
what I love is how
mesmerizing.
They describe how Italians, not just her, but Italians describe food because it's such a delicacy to them and
gosh.
Stuff and what they make.
I can listen to her talk
yeah.
all day.
I want
to
go eat my way through Italy, so I get it. I
yeah.
get it. Like,
yeah, there's some jokes there. But
see,
yeah.
wait,
oh, no.
going back to the names really quick, this is so funny. We just
the
had
pasta, Jer, the pasta.
We just had Lori text in and she goes, she chose her Catholic name as Shiona. Because she loved the song My Sharona back in the day. That's like, I bet they did this all the time with
Probably.
The popular movies and songs.
Yeah.
Probably, why not?
That's
Lori, that's
what
hilarious.
I would do if yes. I picked a name, it
I
would
have been like Yoda.
It would be one I love. I know. Yeah. That's funny.
Real quick, speaking of the Pope, here's what we're going to do. Sometime today, sometime during the show, we're going to drop into casual conversation this phrase. The Pope is dope. Because he's a pretty dope dude.
He is.
So be listening today during the show. We'll casually slip in, the Pope is dope. When you hear it, be caller 10, and you'll score a couple Nuggets tickets for the game on Mother's Day.
Whoa. You get
How
to
about
bring
that?
Your mom to the Nuggets.
Your mom.
You do have to bring your mom.
Yes.
You got to bring your mom.
I love
Should we
that.
Even say that moms? Well, we're doing the moms for the Diamond Day. We'll just say whoever, caller 10. But be listening, when you hear the Pope is dope, this is the last time you'll hear it right now, the Pope is dope, sometime during the show today, be caller 10, And we'll give you some Nuggets tickets for Sunday night's game.
I'm right
That's
now.
Fun.
Just because we nice like that.
Yeah.
We are. We nice like
We're
that.
Very giving.
Katie, give me your best local stuff.
Okay.
We talked too much about the Pope.
We did, but that's fine. It's a big story. So let's talk about a big story locally, the latest In-N-Out at in Brighton. This one's going to open today at 10:30, so everyone's really excited. Right off I-76 and 144th Avenue. So again, 10:30 is when they'll open their doors, and it is the 13th In-N-Out in Colorado.
Already?
I can't believe I haven't been to one of them here.
I've been to In-N-Out
once. Dude,
there's
one 400
feet from
us.
There's literally one across the street.
Maybe I should go at some point. I've been there once, and it was in San Diego.
You have not been to the one across the street. Like,
I have not.
Like, work
I don't
there.
Ever think about
that blows
in
my
and
mind.
Out.
I mean,
like,
it's literally
it's right
you
next to
the
Chick-fil-A,
it. You
isn't
can
it?
See it from our parking lot.
Yeah,
is it right
next
to
yes. Yeah, that's
well,
where you
across
are.
The road.
I'm going to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, see, because well, I either want a burger or a chicken sandwich. Like, I'm
You're
in the
right.
mood for one or the other. And just recently have had the Dutchman, the Flying Dutchman from In-N-Out. And that's just the burger surrounded by grilled onions chair. It is so good. It's messy.
Don't.
But it is so good.
You will not be kissing. You will not be kissing.
Oh,
people.
No. Yeah. That's the other thing.
I don't think I'm gonna do that.
I had to go into a store after that. That lady was
like, hi.
Hello. Oh, my gosh.
Tears coming out.
But, yeah, that's the latest one if you want to go check it out. Another big deal is Lorde announcing a concert at Red Rocks. So she puts out a new album every 4 years. I didn't realize that, but that's her MO. And the latest one just
Sounds
came out
lazy.
This year. I was like, wow, she's.
She should
really
wait every 6 years.
Setting the bar low, you know? But her latest album is called Virgin, and so that's kind of that got your attention.
Well, no, I just it reminds me of Madonna.
Exactly. So she's going to be at Red Rocks Tuesday, October 14th, and she's got a whole big like world tour that she's set to embark on, but making a stop here in Colorado.
Good
so that's
her.
Big news for
oh,
her
Lord.
Fans. Big news for people, and then just a couple scams to look out for, right? Because one, we saw this on the news today, a story about the DoorDash driver who stole a package off someone's porch.
We watched the Ring Cam.
Oh my gosh. So he's delivering food to one house and then just saunters over to the neighbor's door before dipping, stole a package of Pokemon cards that were worth like $300.
Not my Pokemon.
Nerds unite!
My Pokemon.
We must find him immediately!
Exactly! Well,
they can't chase after him.
Destroy him!
They can't chase after him.
My inhaler.
On second thought, let him go.
The inhaler. That's what I imagine.
My scooter has a top speed of 7 miles an hour.
Seriously, though, you can't trust anyone anymore.
Start chasing
like,
downhill.
It's just so bad. And then one more scam, because this one I feel like I'd fall for too. There's a text going around saying, hey, did you forget you had jury duty? Well, click this link to pay some money to get out of it. First of all, you can't pay money to get out of jury duty. I know. I was hoping to, but that's just not the case. And they said that they would never reach out to you via text saying, hey, jury duty. You
government's not doing that.
The government's not going to do that. You will get an official thing in the mail that says, hey, you've got jury duty, and you can't pay to get out of it. So there you go. There you go. Also, why don't we just add it? Nuggets tonight looking to take a lead in
Nuggets.
The series.
Woo-hoo. Let's go, boys.
Let's go, Nuggets. Home cooking. We need that home cooking. Let's go.
How do you guys think they're going to do tonight?
I think they're going to answer.
They're going to come back.
I think
zero interest in playing that second game. They'll come back. It'll be fine.
And I hate to always call I never think it's fair to say, and the refs, but that game was a little ridiculous, like, when it came to the refs. So I'm hoping bringing it back to Ball Arena helps the Nuggets case. They couldn't pay for a call. So, yeah.
All right. Well,
there
Nuggets are looking to bounce back in game three.
There we go.
Jer on sports.
Yes,
I just read it off the TV
screen. Oh, my God. I was like, that sounded so
I
good.
I know. I was like, how'd you do that?
I literally looked up and just read it off
that
the TV
a
screen.
Well-constructed sentence.
No, you did it.
Jer on sports. Thank you very much.